OPNAV Instruction 1000.16 Lima. Navy Total Force Manpower Policies and Procedures. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Section 4. 1. Who has the overall responsibility to plan, manage, and execute military manpower requirements? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar, November 1. 2. What is the Navy's designated manpower official in determining policy, issuing guidance, and maintaining oversight of all manpower requirements for the total force? OPNAV, November 12. 3. What is the primary agent for determining and approving shore manpower requirements? Budget Submitting Office, Bravo Sierra Oscar. 4. What are peacetime shore manpower requirements documented on? Statement of Manpower Requirements, Sierra Mike Romeo. 5. What are wartime manpower requirements documented on? Mobilization Statement of Manpower Requirements, Mike Sierra Mike Romeo. 6. Shore manpower requirements must be based on valid approved workload. Which statement for the activity is the primary document identifying shore workloads? Mission, Functions, and Tasks, Mike Foxtrot Tango. 7. How many phases are there in the shore manpower requirements determination? 4. 8. Which phase of the shore manpower requirements determination must a statement of manpower requirements be developed? Phase 1. 9. Which phase of the shore manpower requirements determination must a mobilization statement of manpower requirements be developed? Phase 2. 10. Which phase of the shore manpower requirements determination is the review and approval process conducted? Phase 3. 11. Which phase of the shore manpower requirements determination involves the periodic review? Phase 4. 12. What approves mission, functions, and tasks for shore activities? Resource Sponsor, Romeo Sierra. 13. Mission statements are based upon recommendations of responsible commanders, documented per which reference? OPNAV 5400.44 Alpha. 14. Which type of work is work being accomplished that is not normally tasked or required of the work center or organizational component, for example, no identifiable tasking document, and must not be used to support manpower requirements? Assumed. 15. When determining shore manpower requirements, manpower budget submitting offices must review, measure, and assess required shore activity workload in terms of directed mission, functions, and tasks across all conditions of readiness. Which system is readiness identified in? Defense Readiness Reporting System, Navy, Delta Romeo Romeo Sierra, November. 16. Which publication establishes policy, assigns responsibilities, and prescribes procedures for determining the appropriate mix of manpower, military and government civilian, and private sector support? DoD Instruction 1100.22. 17. How often is the inherently governmental and commercial activity inventory submitted to the Department of Defense? Annually. 18. Military to civilian conversions focus on reducing military authorizations in non-operational functions. Which codes will be used in determining which billets could be a candidate for conversion from military to civilian or contractor personnel? Manpower Mix Criteria, Mike Mike Charlie. 19. Military billets coded with which manpower mix criteria code may be converted to a civilian? E. Echo. 20. Which publication, along with annual DoD inherently governmental and commercial activity guidance, established policies and procedures for planning and managing employees in key and emergency essential civilian billets? DoD Instruction 1100.22. 21. What is responsible for managing key and emergency essential billets and must provide centralized management oversight to ensure consistent application and tracking of civilian key and emergency essential personnel requirements and resources billets? OPNAV, November 120. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.